Wednesday, 16 December 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Sure glad you tuned into the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're in a long series of messages from the book of Isaiah, chapter 58, where God gave his faithful people a promise. And let's pray, Lord, do bless us with thy word. In Jesus' name, amen. And the Lord shall guide thee continually. I'm reading Isaiah 58, verses 11 and 12. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And that they shall be of thee, and they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the paths to dwell in. That took us into the books of Ezra, and we will get into Nehemiah, Lord willing. But after the children of Israel had been into captivity, they'd gone into captivity because of their sins, God raised up a king in Babylon by the name of Cyrus, and he made a decree that the temple of God should be rebuilt. Ezra and his people, a number of his people, responded, and they went back to rebuild it. As they were rebuilding, the enemies of God contested it. Finally, it would be settled as the letters would go to Babylon. And Babylon, the king in Babylon, Artaxerxes, would have the files and the storage areas checked, and they would find the scroll there where Cyrus had indeed declared that the temple of the house of God be rebuilt, and that the people, the enemies, were to leave them alone, and they were to help them. Now, what happened was, God raised up two preachers by the name of Haggai and Zechariah, and they began to preach after the work had been shut down. God raised up the people, and by the way, he raised them up to build, and that's what we need today. We need good political leadership. There's no question about that, but I'll tell you, we need good, godly, spiritual leadership. We need for God to raise up preachers in this land that will have the power of God and get the ears of the people, and country again would be brought to a knowledge of our need for God and our need to get back to constitutional government. Well, we have seen something really interesting develop in the last few weeks of the preaching of this broadcast. I realize it'll be older than that when this is aired, but there's a county commissioner out in Blount County, Tennessee, who wants to protect that county from the wrath of God. I'm reading from the WND, that's the World Net Daily. The article is dated October the 3rd, 2015. County Commissioner Karen Miller is sponsoring a resolution asking the Almighty to, quote, pass us by in his coming wrath and not destroy our county as he did Sodom and Gomorrah and the neighboring cities, end quote. Her request is based on the U.S. Supreme Court decision on June the 26th that legalized same-sex marriage nationwide. I want to read this resolution to you, and I want you to listen to it carefully. I'll have to read quickly. I'll tell you, this is outstanding, and I thank God for this County Commissioner, Karen Miller, and I do not know how this is going to turn out, but here is the resolution, and the resolution is outstanding. Resolution condemning judicial tyranny and petitioning God's mercy. Whereas the Governor, Attorney General, and all we Blount County legislators have sworn an oath consistent with the moral law of God, so help me God, to uphold the Constitution of Tennessee and the Constitution of the United States, and whereas the fulfillment of this oath in the American tradition may not be read to contradict the written Constitution, justice, reason, and higher natural law, and whereas not all orders claiming authority under color of law are lawful, and whereas unlawful orders, no matter their source, whether from a military commander, a federal judge, or the United States Supreme Court, are and remain unlawful and should be resisted, and whereas the American system of federalism envisions a political stance of resistance by states and their office holders against lawless federal court orders, and whereas modernly federal judges have once again usurped powers not delegated to them and have violated reason, the rule of law, and natural law by purporting to strike down state laws and acts of the people recognizing and protecting natural marriage, and whereas the United States Supreme Court is not the sole and final arbiter of the powers of the states under the 9th and 10th Amendments when it acts in an area outside of its jurisdiction, and whereas the federal judiciary was created by the founders to have, quote, neither force nor will, but merely judgment, and must ultimately depend upon the aid of the executive arm, end quote, and the states for carrying out its judgments, and it is high time that the court be so reminded, and whereas we are forced beyond our wishes to comply with what is clearly against our conscience and violates what the Bill of Rights, both state and federal, give us a right to do, with a firm reliance upon the providence of Almighty God, we, the Blount County Legislature, call upon all the officers of the state of Tennessee, the governor, the attorney general, and the members of the Tennessee Legislature to join us and utilize all authority within their power to protect natural marriage from lawless court opinions and the financial schemes of the enemies of righteousness, wherever the source, and defend the moral standards of Tennessee. We adopt this resolution before God that he pass us by in his coming wrath and not destroy our county as he did Sodom and Gomorrah and the neighboring cities. As the Passover lamb was a means of salvation to the ancient children of Israel, so we stand upon the safety of the Lamb of God to save us. We adopt this resolution, begging his favor in the light of the fact that we have been forced to comply and recognize that the state of Tennessee, like so many other God-fearing states, may have fallen prey to a lawless judiciary in legalizing what God and the Bible expressly forbids. Certification of action attest, Commission Chairman, County Clerk. Well, God bless these dear folks out in Tennessee. As of my preaching this message, I do not know how this turned out, but I do know that everything in this resolution is biblical and it's constitutional as well. And dear friend, these folks are trying to lead us back, I say us as a nation, back to where we should be, to the position of our forefathers when they founded this country, and they were willing to stand against tyranny so that we might have the liberty and freedom that I'm afraid we have so foolishly given up on the altar of convenience and political correctness and so forth. Oh, that God would raise up men. Remember what he said in Ezekiel chapter 22, when all of society, the priests, the prophets, the people, the princes had become corrupt. And God said in verses 30 and 31, and I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Therefore have I poured out mine indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their own heads, saith the Lord God. Well, I'll tell you, this dear commissioner was right, is right over in Tennessee. And unless there is a repenting or returning back to God, we're going to see more of the wrath of God, just as he poured out on Sodom and Gomorrah, is going to be poured out on this country as well. Let me also give you some more great news. Just recently, an article appeared in the CNS News where legal scholars urge office holders refuse to accept same-sex marriage opinion as binding precedent. The editor's note, a group of more than 60 legal scholars released a statement last week calling on all federal and state office holders not to accept the Supreme Court's Obergefell versus Hodges decision declaring a national right to same-sex marriage as a binding precedent. And the basis of it is, it's not legitimate law at all. Well, God be praised for these who are standing. May we, by the grace of God, stand as well. Please join us next broadcast if you can.